Hello, good day to you, audio podcast. Sunday, the 19th of April, 2020. And I like to know when the podcast has been recorded. You know, if I'm ever listening to a podcast, I like to know the day for some reason. I don't know why, I just need to know when it was recorded. Maybe to do with, to see what context it is within what's going on in the world. So obviously, Sunday the 19th of April 2020, we all know what's going on right now, I don't even have to say it. So yeah, what I wanted to cover, a couple of things. Mainly, this is all going to be about nearby nature connection. It's always pretty much about that, but specifically with regard to everyone in the world connecting with nearby nature a lot more now, just for the simple reason is they can't travel. So anyone that's interested in health and well-being, nature connection, has to do it from a nearby nature point of view, which is very different to a lot of people. Have a lot of empathy with the wellness travel people who can't do their passion right now, but nearby. Dangerous Dave there. But nearby nature connection is clearly my passion, especially in my local city region, Liverpool city region. First of all, though, podcast. I want to address something to do with my voice. I mean, I've only just got up on a Sunday morning. That was probably a little bit, you know, when that voice you have in the morning, a bit croaky. But apparently, I've got three voices that I use when it goes through the internet on a digital device. I've got my normal voice. I'm trying to do that now. But it may come across as the other voice, which is more of the nature connection character that I've sort of got voice-wise, which the best way to explain it is probably a blend between Sir David Attenborough, obviously, Jamie Carragher, Scouser, Liverpool football player on Sky Sports, because of the Scouseness of the accent, and the macho man Randy Savage, the wrestler, the 80s and 90s. The passion sometimes comes through like that, and I'm constantly reminded of him when I listen to Gary Vee as well, because he's his favourite wrestler as well, and he seems to think it comes through in his crazy Jersey accent. So yeah, usually when I'm behind a video, I do it more like the blend of them three, so to speak. So appreciation to Jamie Carragher, Sir David Attenborough, and Matthew Man Randy Savage. But I want to try and bring in just a normal voice as much as I can. The mid-ground voice, I've been told, is when I leave a voice note on WhatsApp or Instagram or LinkedIn. Voice note is like a mid-ground between my normal voice and the video voice. I'm sorry for waffling on, but it's just a bit of feedback that I've had, which is quite funny. So anyway, nearby nature connection. My question is, do you know anyone who's really passionate about their local region or whatever region it is they've moved to for whatever reason? For example, mine is Liverpool City region, and I always promote the different nature places, document it all the time, try and encourage people to go to these places. I'm interested to see the different styles from people around the world doing a similar sort of thing. Yesterday, I shared a lot of like YouTube videos, a few LinkedIn videos of different people from around the UK, it was. And their different styles of connecting with nearby nature. It's very interesting because I've got my own specific style. It's not going to be for everyone. A lot of it is with regard to the barefoot walking, the earth and ground, and on the grass, the sand, and the sea. The shimmering yoku style forest bathing, which is really getting amongst the trees, breathing in phytoncides, essential oils, really good for your health and well-being, etc, etc. The three main health things really are the phytoncides from the trees, electrons from the ground, which is from when the lightning hits. It's a slight negative charge, you get negative ions which go through your feet, which are good for your health and well-being, and the soil bacteria, the mycobacterium vaccae, also good for your immune system. So they're the main three things, sciencey wise. But not everyone's into that style. So I've been showcasing a few different styles from around the UK on their Degree Moments UK Twitter and Facebook. So I'm very interested to see if there's anyone really going for it from a regional perspective, nearby nature, what they do around the world. It's like the opposite of wellness travel, but at the same health and well-being benefits, if you know what I mean. You don't have to travel all the way to Bali to get that Instagram pic with 5 million likes. You can stay local wherever you are in the world and connect with the nearby nature. So that's what I'm interested in. Obviously, that's what I'm doing, but I wanna get showcase other people's styles and learn from their styles from around the world as well. So that's what I'm gonna do on the Green Moments UK profiles. I'm gonna go wider than the UK going forward now, and just loads of different nearby nature connection content from different people and all. And then people can like synthesize whatever style suits them the best for wherever they are in the world. So I wish you all well. It's one of the battles people are facing now is stay at home or stay local with the 1 hour exercise outside, local to themselves, green exercise. I think the government know how important for mental health and physical health is an hour's outdoor exercise can be, so that's why they haven't banned it. But obviously, come on, please adhere to the social distancing rules. Don't all congregate on Mount Snowdon and cluster in groups, or cluster in really busy parks and groups. Keep your 2 meters. Stay local. I know some people still like to drive to the nature, that's fair enough. I haven't been doing that, I've just been walking locally. I haven't even been able to go to all the nice places, Liverpool City region right now, because I can't walk to them all. You have to drive or get the train or get the ferry or get the bus to a lot of them. So I've just been staying very local to where I live, which is fantastic. Appreciate a little bit of appreciation for Central Park, Bicester Moss and the Breck for all the nature I've been getting over the past, how long, 4 or 5 weeks now. Thanks very much for that. So yeah, please, anyone listen to this, if there's anyone around the world that you know who's really passionate about their local city, region or town or village and the nature connection in their space, if they produce any content on the internet, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, any of that, please send them my way. I'm probably going to be sharing this in the DMs and LinkedIn. So anyone who gets to the end of this, oh, thanks very much for listening to me waffle on a Sunday morning. So if you can think of anyone anywhere, even if it's locally to me as well, just send some of their content over, make the connection. And because I'm just interested in the various different styles of people all around the world now, and people can blend whatever they like from each one, as long as they're connecting nearby nature in their own way. I want to showcase a wide variety of different styles, just like I've done yesterday. Very interesting stuff. So thanks very much, audio podcast, and stay well.